What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.
Hey, it's Kramer, and this is my morning take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
There's so much to report on. So many of our stocks have been touched by research today. Yep. But I want to start by saying that it's a PAL day, and it's kind of a neutral day. And I think most importantly, since you and I are always discussing what to do, it is no man's land on the oscillator. So it's very difficult for us to say, you know what, let's plant the flag and buy some cat, or let's do some selling of Lilly. There's just nothing that I see to do at these levels.
Yep. And as we see again, yesterday was a nice rotation back into the cyclicals with technology stocks lagging. Well, again, there's no follow through. We've seen this as a pattern the last couple of days with tech stocks now leading. AMD down early, now nicely up. They're coming back to the Palo Altos of the
world. They sure are.
Amazon having a big day.
Well, it's one of the reasons why, I'm never against anyone taking a profit. But the reason why we stay with the Magnificent Seven and why we stay with the Palo Alto is we always think in the end they do come back. And we don't think that necessarily whether they should or not. We were talking about they used to trade on earnings. I mean, these now trade on Amazon Web Services, trades on the idea that, Amazon trades on the idea that Amazon Web Services is going to inflect. We don't know.
Right.
We don't know.
Right, and that was the basis of a Loop Capital note today. They raised their price target to 180, which is a big price target. From here, they're saying they think the AWS inflection is nearing, consensus way too low. On retail margins, part of the reason why is because you have revenue from advertising growing, that's high margin, commissions, that's high growing. But it feels like we're hearing a lot of that now, right?
Yes.
We had Jefferies mention that the other day. At the same time,
I don't believe it, by the way. Just so you want everyone to know that I think Amazon Web Services is going down somewhat precipitously this quarter because it's just there's a lot of share take from others.
The slowdown may continue for another quarter.
Exactly. So, yeah. I think that when you see the next quarter, unless they make a very bold claim that it is going to inflect, then you should understand that there's going to be a lot of turmoil. Let's say there's turmoil.
But we know the market likes to look ahead. So if they're nearing this inflection, whether it's AI related or macro related, people will point to that. By the way, so you had the FTC case against Amazon yesterday about Prime going after how
farcical.
Hard it is to cancel Prime. JP Morgan's, based on their analysis, they say today that a Prime subscription is worth $1,225 per year, almost 9 times the actual annual price.
Wow.
So, that's the case that, maybe it's tough to cancel, but it's still one of the great all-time deals.
Costco's easier to cancel, okay? Big deal. I have to tell you that I think that when the FTC, if you take a look at a law review article that Selena Khan wrote, a second-year law student, about the impeding Amazon, you almost feel like it's such an amateur hour what's going on in Washington. I mean, this is just insane. I went to law school. I kind of followed this stuff. This is amateur. It's amateur and petty.
Start your day with my outlook on the market every morning. Visit CNBC.com/morningtake to become a CNBC Investing Club member at a special rate today.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.